When they speak, people listen.
You can't say that. He's got to keep this thing together.
And for some inexplicable reason, they do it day after day after day.
That's coaching.
No, it is not.
It is absolutely coaching.
No, it is not. This is personnel.
It's Ryan Kaufman and Chris Braden on Drive Time Sports.
After watching that game yesterday, Vance Joseph cannot be the coach of the Denver Broncos in 2018.
On Extra Sports 1300.
We're just getting started. Welcome in, Ryan, Chris, Wheels with you in studio. We got a power-packed third hour for you. Right, meow, though, we want to give you what we deem to be three fairly important stories in the world of athletics. We like to call it What's Driving the Show.
As you're driving home, here are the three stories that are driving Drive Time Sports.
Alrighty, we're going to stick in the world of football for all three. Let's start local and work our way out national. Story number one.
What I've learned over a long time is it's how you play and it's not what you say. And I think, you know, everyone has different ways of handling things. We do what works for us. Game's going to be decided by who plays the best, not who hypes the best or speaks the best. Or, you know, he's a really good player. I've watched a ton of film on him. You know, he's obviously very confident. You know, I'm more concerned about how he plays as opposed to what he says.
We'll start national and go local. Remember what you labeled things as, Ryan. WEEI with the audio there. That's Tom Brady on his weekly hit on that station up in New England, responding to Jalen Ramsey saying that the Jaguars are going to go and win that bleep.
Yes.
Talking about the Super Bowl.
We are going to go in and win and dress pretty.
Do you think that the Jaguars have made the mistake of poking the bear that is the New England Patriots?
Yeah, and we talked about this in the first hour. No, I think that's just Jacksonville being Jacksonville, and I just think they have to do that, man. Their bravado's been the same all year long.
I think
why stop now?
The Patriots poked the Jaguar, so to speak.
Oh, there you go.
Because they were overlooking the Jaguars.
That's true.
When?
Today. Right now.
After they won the game, it was like we're on to the Steelers, basically.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Like, it was, like, not even. Actually, even before that, they were overlooking the Titans, even.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, Steelers.
Good job, Tennessee, making them pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the Titans.
Okay. Like, I get the you do you thing. Like, yeah. I get it. That's what part of the Jaguars' success is. But that is not the right team. To me,
I don't think you can make them better. So, like, yeah, you do poke the bear, but, like, will it make them better or more focused than they already are? Psh, I doubt it. They already have all that.
I don't know, man. The Patriots, they're going to use McDaniels and Patricia leaving as motivation.
Let me ask you this.
They take
you're Malik Jackson or Calais Campbell.
I would love to be.
And yeah. you're coming through.
Licking their chops.
Tom Brady just got rid of the ball. And you're like, it's only another stride and a half. What do?
I don't know. What did Von Miller do?
You plant Tom Brady. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially after.
And so, like, that's nothing's going to change.
A couple of those.
Yeah, 15 yards. Pff, whatever.
Especially
you're
going to
throw 15 yards to Hogan anyway.
The ESPN piece. Where he got happy feet, delivered the ball too soon, and Chris Hogan got decked and missed almost the entire season.
Right.
The word on the street is Tom Brady is getting happier feet in the pocket, and now you have a formidable rush that doesn't have to engage eight guys in order to get to you.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting matchup.
I'm not
saying
they're
going to
win. But what I am saying is Jacksonville is the kind of team that won't mind taking a couple of penalties to prove a point, which may help them.
Story number two.
It ended the way it ended. And, you know, looking back at it, there's nothing that we could do about that but learn from the experience. We didn't play winning football. last weekend, and there are consequences of that. We understand that.
He took press conference lessons from Dennis Green. They are who we thought they were.
They are who we thought they were.
That's Mike Tomlin in his post
very Vance Joseph sounding
press conference, and you might be onto something there, because Mike Florio is reporting today that some of the minority owners or the silent partners of the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to lobby the people who make decisions to fire Mike Tomlin.
Him. Please do it. Please, Lord God, let that happen. John Elway would be standing. He's probably on the phone right now with him. Hey, Tom, you know what? You know, it's okay. It's okay.
How many How many teams in the NFL do you think would fire, no matter what, how far along
31,
they are in their relationship?
All the ones that don't have Bill Belichick. Or maybe
Mike
Gruden
Tomlin,
and the Raiders. So
if
30.
Mike Tomlin was fired tomorrow,
yes,
would the cons dump Doug Marrone just in time to hire Tomlin for that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
124 wins, 66 losses, 2 Super Bowl appearances, 1 title. He's one of only 5 coaches in the NFL right now that has a ring, 10 wins each of the last 4 seasons, 3 division championships. Here's where the silent partners in some of Steeler Nation is thinking.
Hmm.
1 and done, 2 and out, left at the Super Bowl altar, bounced after a bye. That's their last 4 seasons in the playoffs.
Okay.
And he's not a great tactician.
That's
He studies from the Andy Reid late game operating manual. He's not good managing the clock. The last 47 seconds of that game against the Jags, they totally messed up the clock management there.
Maybe.
And isn't there a little bit of the inmates?
No.
I think
he does his best work. There are so many big personalities on that team.
Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, all whining, complaining,
Ben Roethlisberger,
threatening. Ben Roethlisberger's pouting,
Todd Healy,
threatening to quit. Todd Haley's getting in fights with dudes and breaking his pelvis.
Yes.
Is there a little, don't you want at least a little bit of losing his grip? Don't you feel like
no.
a little bit with this group of players, with this coaching staff, and now 4 years in a row now, they have been bounced sooner than we think they would
But we
have
could
been.
Say the same thing about Charles Barkley. Like, Charles Barkley was a great NBA player. He just happened to be playing when Michael Jordan was playing. So are those Knicks teams. The Patriots are just better, period.
They lost to the Jaguars.
It don't matter.
Though, and then they lost
That's
to the
they're
Ravens,
gonna,
and they
going
lost
to
the
be,
Broncos.
They're going to be... compared to what the Patriots did. The Steelers and the Patriots, no matter what Broncos fans think, those are the class of the AFC. Yes, they have been bounced here and there, but it's a long career.
Ravens, Broncos, Patriots, Jaguars.
Ravens, they're big, the big rival. That'd be like saying the Broncos lose to the Chiefs. I mean, it happens.
You fired.
Yeah, it just I just think it happens. Dude, man, I hope they fire him. Do you know how bad they would be? Like, who would they get? What are they going to bring? You know, who are they going to bring in there that's better? That's the thing. When you fire a coach, what's your next step? Who's better than that? Josh McDaniels? Ha. Patricia? Those two have already been taken. Like, who's left? Are they going to get Jack Del Rio?
Well, here's the other thing. If you're Josh McDaniels or Matt Patricia and Mike Tomlin gets fired, do you immediately say, at Detroit, at Indy, hold on. I need to make another phone call real quick.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Oh, no, I'm totally calling Sidney Crosby. Him and I are tight. That's with the Pittsburgh number on my cell phone. Not the calling the Steelers. Finally, a local story for story number 3.
The Denver Broncos at 20th overall.
Got to be
with
a tackle.
The 20th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Garrett Bowles, tackle, Utah.
Cue the baby.
Slovenia.
Exactly.
So today the Pro Football Writers Association of America, or PFWA, announced that Garrett Bowles, along with New Orleans Saints rookie tackle Ryan Ramczyk, have been named the tackles for the all-rookie team.
Mm-hmm.
with some separation from the season that the Broncos have had and Garrett Bowles' season, which was very up and down, and assessing the rest of the 2017 draft class for both the Broncos and the NFL at large, did John Elway ultimately make the right decision in drafting Garrett Bowles at number 20?
Reuben Foster. That's the one I'm going to be watching these careers. Reuben Foster, that's the guy that's going to haunt the Broncos.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think Garrett Bowles was a very good pick. Wheels wanted him all along.
It split with you. It's splitting hairs.
Yeah,
you would like Reuben Foster,
but I just like Reuben Foster more than Garrett Bowles. That doesn't mean Garrett Bowles was
right.
A bad pick.
Oh, so all three of us like Garrett Bowles.
Yeah, he's fine.
A lot.
He's fine,
and that plays into the idea that John Elway's like a donut. Although it's not really a donut, but the beginning is very good. There's a hole in the mid rounds
yeah.
where we try to figure out where's Matt Russell's duties begin and where does
it's
John
more
Elway's
like Swiss
end.
Cheese than a donut.
And then at the end, yeah,
there's a lot of holes.
Is there a beginning of a slice of cheese? Where is the beginning?
The beginning and the end are the same. Yeah,
beginning of Broncos drafts very good, save for the one that they're chasing in Paxton Lynch.
Yeah,
the middle is rough. The end is very good,
but quite delicious.
Like a book with the middle 100 pages ripped out.
Oh, that's a good book.
If you'd like to react to the three stories that are driving the show, 286-0046.